I'd like to welcome you to our beautiful city of Hoorn. My name is Stefan Kraft van Ermel and I'm the city marketeer of this beautiful place. The next minutes, I'll take you through a little sightseeing tour of our city. I'll take you to the book of Hoorn. Hoorn has a rich history that can sometimes be read literally from the facades. The city was established in 1300 and in the 7th century it was an important VOC, as in Dutch East India Company, city. Merchants, traders, seamen, dignitaries and authorities populated the then capital of West Friesland. The many historical government buildings, warehouses and townhouses, as well as the ornaments that the residents of olden times left behind on them, show this today. A walk through Hoorn takes back even the most down-to-earth West Frisian to the past. Hoorn knows a rich history of the Golden Age. This important period for the Netherlands is still tangible in the city of Hoorn. The ambience of the Golden Age continues in monuments, museums, restaurants, hotels and routes. Hoorn has, as mentioned, an historical city center with a lot of shops. The great advantage of some cities is the fact that spontaneously you have to urge to go shopping. Hoorn is also such a city. It's very difficult to resist the great variety of shops. From large department stores to small unusual boutiques, fortunately the rows of shops are regularly alternated by lunchrooms, coffee bars and ice cream parlors to give your feet a rest. Hoorn is famous in its hospitality, food and beverage. In Hoorn you never have to search too far to satisfy your appetite. No matter where you are, a cup of coffee, a drink, a sandwich or a good meal is never far away. It will come as no surprise to anyone that the harbour in Hoorn is filled with catering establishments. It would be hard to find a nicer place to have that first cup of coffee in the morning, while enjoying the morning sun and looking out over the IJsselmeer as life starts to steer on the moored ships. When it's time for lunch and you happen to be in the middle of Hoorn's shopping center, then you are in luck again. Throughout the entire city there are cozy lunchrooms. There's an abundance of pubs in Hoorn that also serve delicious meals for a good price in a relaxed atmosphere. Of course, Hoorn is full of small, simple restaurants where you can have a quick snack. On the other hand, if you are looking for something more substantial, then you won't have to search too long in Hoorn. Fine restaurants, like a Michelin star restaurant, can be found in every category. Looking for an old-fashioned pub or a trendy one? Want to sit somewhere or dance the night away, drink a beer or a cocktail? All this is possible as part of Hoorn's nightlife. As large as the variety is, the coziness and hospitality are even more generous. You can go out until the early hours of the morning. By the time the average pub owner has called it a day, it can easily be 4 in the morning. Of course, the best way to discover Hoorn's nightlife is to go on good old-fashioned pub crawl. From the harbour to the lively Rodestein Square, through the Kerkplein to the Dubbele Buurt. Afterwards, you can enjoy a night rest in one of the many friendly hotels, which will leave you fit and rested for a new day in beautiful Hoorn. Art and culture in Hoorn. Hoorn is lucky in that quite a lot of its culture can already be seen in the streets. However, it's not only the natural old treasures that make up the heart of cultural Hoorn. Throughout the years, Hoorn has amassed various old and new treasures. They can be seen and admired in a rich diversity of small museums, galleries, expedition spaces and antique and curiosa shops. Even on the streets, you can unexpectedly come across artistic expressions. If you are fond of visiting museums, then you will certainly find enough to fill your day here. all museums in Hoorn are within walking distance of each other. So if you really wanted to, you could visit them all in one day. But as the old saying goes, more haste, less speed, and that would be a shame, especially when there's so much to see.
The question is how the area of West Frisia participated in the Dutch Golden Age. And we have to go back in time to the 16th century, where we can see that the towns around the Zuiderzee, the inlet between Frisia and West Frisia, where there were small towns around this inner sea that participated in a trade network. The towns on the eastern part, they were more within the Hanseatic League, which was on the end of its time. And on the western side, we had the towns of Edam, Amsterdam, Hoorn and Enkhuizen, and they were more into the free trade. So they were not bound by the rules of the late Hanseatic League. In that period of King Charles V, Holland was and West Frisia was quite a peaceful area, where in the countryside there were scattered villages, and in those villages stood farmsteads with barns, and the people did some cattle raising, some dairy products, and the growing of vegetables and fruits, and not much more. In the modest towns of Enkhuizen and Hoorn, for example, there were small fleets of ships that went to the Baltics, to, for example, Gdansk, Danzig, Koningsbergen, to trade, and they traded in wood and pitch and all kinds of other items. They sailed to Norway, to Scotland, to England, and to the Mid-Atlantic, so France and around. The towns here were small scale, unlike, for example, Bruges or Antwerp, and they did not participate in this large-scale European network, although they had their contacts. What happened in the mid-16th century is that Calvinism was on the rise, and the peerage and the merchants were sometimes very dissatisfied with what the Spanish rulers did do to the Netherlands, what rules they inflicted on the Dutch country. And with that, the dissatisfaction rose. And after the iconoclasm in the mid-15th century, mid-16th century, we see that that the organization against the Spanish rule was growing and growing, and that culminated in the beginning of the 80 Years' War. What we see in this part of the country is that there is a great uncertainty. We, for example, discovered a hoard of silver coins in the village of Westwoud, about 100 silver coins that were buried there in 1572, all Philip's II coins, and that stresses the situation where people are so uncertain that they bury their treasures, their money, in the ground and hope for a safe return and that they can never dig it up. What we also see is that after the defeat of the Spanish army on the land near Alkmaar, on the vestiges of Alkmaar, the war progresses at sea. The fleet, combined fleet of the Spanish Empire and the Amsterdam merchants, try to secure the roadway, the sea road between Amsterdam and Groningen and Friesland, which was still in Spanish hands, is being frustrated by the Goths, the Spanish, the Protestant insurgents. And the insurgents here in West Frisia collaborated into what we could say was the first admiralty to fight the Spanish fleet. In October 1573, the Spanish fleet was defeated by a very small fleet from West Frisia. It was David against Goliath. And we saw that in 3 days of battle, they won this whole battle. And now, what we do in our archaeological research is to scan the sea bottom of het Hoornse Hop. That is the inlet sea of Hoorn, where the sea is very shallow, and where we find the remnants of the shipwrecks on the bottom of the sea. So we hope in the coming few years that we will find many of these shipwrecks there. What we see is that the towns are growing, Enkhuizen and Hoorn mostly, the harbors are growing, and the participation in the international trade work network overseas towards the Baltic, towards the Northern Atlantic for whale fishing, towards France for wine, the Mediterranean for all kinds of Mediterranean products, and of course the West Indian Company for tobacco and sugar, but mostly the United East Indian Company for all kinds of haberdashery like porcelain and everything you want to have, brought great wealth to our towns, and that lasted far into the 17th century.
When you think about the Golden Age, you have to think about Hoorn. In the 17th century, Hoorn was the center of the world. And it sounds a little bit crazy, but it's true. And you have to come to Hoorn to believe it and to see that for yourself in our beautiful harbor, in our beautiful center, and in our beautiful musea. It's all over the place. You can see it outside, you can see it inside. But the Golden Age was the period of richdom and the period when Hoorn was booming. And you can come to Hoorn and you can see that by yourself. So I will ask everybody, come to Hoorn, see it by yourself and visit the city of the Golden Age, Hoorn. And it's very near Amsterdam. By train, it's less than 30 minutes. So you can come there by train. Of course, you can come there by car or bike if you want. But with the train, it's only 30 minutes away from Amsterdam. So it's very close by. And we call it Holland above Amsterdam. So come and see it by yourself.
Thanks for listening, and I'd like to welcome you to our beautiful city, Hoorn. For more information, www.ilovehoorn.nl.